Blog Talk Radio.
You,
the
music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now,
in the mix, DJ Femi.
Welcome to DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B Radio. DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B Radio. For the best celebrity gossip. For the best house. For the best hip hop. And for the best reggae and specialty music. Check us out. Get ready for another hot segment. DJ Femi.
The way we roll up, it ain't hard to tell, lady. It's deep side and your boy cares. Got the swagger on with the jewelry swinging. Them chicks be fainting cause them boys be singing.
Ooh, oh girl, don't you see I'm on a mission? Trying to see that assuming the position. Baby, I'm a drive, know you wanna ride. Just relax and get ready for a good time. When you're in my bedroom, just get naked, girl. I'm clothes out of fashion. Let me release your tension, licking on your neck. And now I got you ready for some action. Now she's standing over top of me, dancing all freaky. Talking about this, what you wanna see? Want the secret to my Vicky? Hoping that you show me. Do you see I'm getting horny, so
let's make love.
Swagger on with the jewelry swinging. Them chicks be fainting cause them boys be singing. 28 and I'm riding low. Got half a party on the top floor. Smoke, pop, pop, toast. Got top bottle chicks out close.
Let's make them love.
Tu mirada dice mil palabras.
la noche en la que te suplico que no salga el sol.
Bailando.
Another segment of DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B Radio on the air from 5 to 7. I'm recording today from the library in Piscataway, New Jersey. Hoping you're having a great day today. Hoping everybody can hear me. Going to keep it with the music. I'm waiting for my host. Let's check out a new song.
Real life bitches, throw your hands up. All my real life bitches, throw your hands up. All my real
some fun. And I know I'm not the only one. I wanna party till the morning sun. And I know I'm not the only one.
DJ
you could be way more sexy than you are already. Oh baby, give me some. If you wanna be forever young, let me know.
That I wouldn't make it. Now they write about what I make. Acting like the game, I couldn't take it. Now the whole world's for the take. Every day my birthday. Every day I get cake. Now mommy, let me see you when your birthday too. And let's play. This Chico here, he got it. Yeah, this Chico here, he bad it. No questions, dog, don't doubt it. Now get loose, get ratty. Fuck boys, we don't see them. Y'all players, me, I'm a GM. Well, I'm taking over these companies. Y'all still playing with per diem. Y'all must have forgot. She gon' play on the block. She gon' play on the court. She gon' handle the rock. She gon' play with the pot. She gon' handle the rock. Bag him up, then hand it to mine. All-star, I'm drilling it. Overseas, I'm killing it. I just came to have some fun. So C-Lo, keep singing it, darling.
I wanna have some fun. And I know I'm not the only one. Till the morning sun. And I know I'm not the only one. You couldn't be more sexy than you are already. Oh baby, give me some. If you wanna be forever young, let me know.
Get trippy at my private party. White girls work like Miley Cyrus. Let's see how many model chicks can fit inside of my Ferrari. You a bad girl, show me how you naughty. Look, you kill, don't hurt nobody. I'm rolling up that loud pack. My blood fatter than a hot tamale. We sipping lean, popping bodies. I take more shots than a paparazzi. These haters don't want no problem. I got more goons than John got. Made nigga, paid nigga. It's going down like a grave nigga. Take your girl to my hotel, then beat it up like Mayweather. VIP, a couple hundred deep. That's Juicy J and his partner. They might have to go to fire department. We order all of these parties. Like a sperm crow, I want more brain. Get more nicks than a gold chain. These college girls got no shame. We party hard, turn cold bang.
I wanna have some fun. And I know I'm not the only one. I wanna party till the morning sun. And I know I'm not the only one. You couldn't be more sexy than you are already. Oh baby, give me some. If you wanna be forever young, let me know I'm not the only one.
Feeling fair. Everybody, clap your hands. Everybody, clap your hands.
Throw you the keys, how you telling all your girls, girl, ain't he the truth? Yeah, that's why you need to go ahead, toss him out, toss him up the goose.
Go toss him up the goose.
Go and toss him up the goose.
Do, do, do.
And what I ain't trying to do,
what I ain't trying to do,
is how you messing with a lame, cause we ain't the same kind of dude.
We ain't the same kind of dude.
Pick a spot on the map, tell the pilot 102
latitude. 92
latitude. And she giving him a lip, but she never give me no attitude.
She don't give me no attitude.
She don't give me no attitude.
Half a meal on the car, drop top, came out the roof.
Ooh.
Wade in the booth, LeBron in the V.
I'm
going back to he, she ain't about to do.
Huh?
Shot to Biggie, I never wear no figgy. I might pull up with Iggy, I might pull up with Nicki.
Huh?
I said trick, you guess.
Huh?
Course I got your chick four core pressed.
Huh?
I think I met her at Griff. Hope I ain't never got a clipper like Griff.
Huh?
He ain't spinning on the Rory on your arm.
Ooh.
Benita Apple bomb, you gotta put me on.
I'ma do it,
I'm gonna
let me change up the view.
Let me change up your view.
Turn you in the summer.
Woo-hoo.
Where you wanna go, we can go. Let me know, girl, we can go now.
Woo-hoo.
Come and see what the other side look like. Buy you things that your other guy couldn't buy.
Right.
If he only knew, I bet he wouldn't lie. Send that nigga text, tell him good night. I'm young and independent. Show you things and I'm younger than you. Yeah. Do all the things that he ain't about to do.
Thank you.
Beyonce, oh, Beyonce, and that lingerie on that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm begging forever like Bobby and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm building a race like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. He stop, can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Run around in it, lost and on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
Another segment of DJ Femi, Hip Hop House, and R&B. Dollar Bill, you there? Dollar Bill? Dollar Bill, are you on air? Are you on air, Dollar Bill? I see him, but I don't hear him. 727, you're on air. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine. Who are you?
This is Eric. I was calling to talk a little bit about a relationship that I'm in and my girlfriend, who makes a lot more money than I do, but I still feel I have some say in the matter.
All right. So, okay, yeah. So, by all means, sound off. Let me just see what's going on with my co-host.
What's his problem? Where's Dollar Bill at?
Dollar Bill, where you at from Cleveland?
What's going on, everybody?
I'm just saying this to my show host. Y'all need to get here on time, really. I can't even get into the gossip because I'm wondering how soon my co-hosts are going to show up on the air on time. I think I'm going to start requiring them to be on 50 minutes before the show. But anyway, we have a caller. You're listening to DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B Radio. So, sir, which topic is it that you want to talk about today?
Well, I've got a situation where my girlfriend, we've been living together a long time, but we've been engaged for a while. She makes a considerable amount more money than I do. We say that we're married, we're not. She has a 16-year-old stepdaughter who's lived with us. I've pretty much raised, and I do stay home and take care of some of the household chores, but she does make a lot more money than me, and I had an opinion as to how I handle her making more money and my opinion as far as what she should spend it on.
Okay, so what do you – see, my thoughts are if you give me money, I'm a female, you know, I'm a female, and I'm an older female. If you give me money, it's my choice as to what I spend it on, particularly if I'm taking care of the house. Now, it seems like you're doing half of it, so you're both equally strapping down the house. So in that case, I think that you should have some say-so. Now, I'm not saying – now, listen, if the woman that you're with is – running around and wasting all the money and not taking care of what she's supposed to take care of,
right,
then, of course, you need to step in. But if you say to me, I'm giving you $300 because I love you and I want you to do what you want to do, you know, that's like, all right, I'll just give an example. I was engaged, and I brought 6 pictures to my fiancé and said, look, I don't care which rich ring you get me, but go to the store and get one that looks similar to this. He comes back and gives me a bubblegum ring that he wanted me to have that, and it even looked like somebody else had it before me. So the thing is, this is a situation where I asked you what I want, you didn't give me what I want, and now I'm pissed off at you.
Give you a scenario as to what happened here recently?
Yes, I want to hear it. We want to hear it, don't we, Dollar Bill?
Of course we do.
Well, the first problem is we got to get dollar bills on what's called CPT right now. He's not on time. We got to get Dollar Bill arriving on time every program. What's his problem? He's from Cleveland. Did you really think he was going to be on time?
On the radio.
No.
Listen, let me tell you, he's one of the most dedicated. Hosts I have. That's number one. And he called me to tell me that he was very, very busy. He has a lot going on. He's over there holding down Cleveland, Ohio, in a big way. He supports the kids. He supports all the events. They've had killings and murders, and he's been right in the midst of working with Cleveland. And he did not disrespect me. He called me and he let me know that he was going to have trouble today. So he's one of my hosts. I'm not talking about him. I got two more.
Hey.
And
hey,
they need
name,
to get
friend?
On time.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Eric, and here's what happened recently. My fiance came back, and I let her borrow $500 quite some time ago. And I shouldn't say borrow it,
Hold up. If she's your fiance, why are you letting her borrow? Now that's where you're starting to get into trouble. But keep going. We're listening.
Let me put it this way. I gave her $500. We have certain things that we split up amongst the house, things she's supposed to pay for, things I'm supposed to pay for. And I've noticed lately in the last year and a half, especially since her daughter's gotten to be about 15, 16 years old, that I've been giving her money to pay these bills and then finding out in 60 days that the bill is 30 days past due. The money has not been going to where, okay, so now you see why I'm saying borrowing it instead of giving it. And I wondered where the money was going. So this has happened several times. I didn't say anything, and I had to figure out a way to kind of nip it in the bud. Now, I'm in an interracial relationship. She's black and Puerto Rican. So is her daughter. So I'm kind of outnumbered. I'm a white guy, just a regular white guy.
Does she make more money than you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, a ton of money, which is why I really can't understand why she would need the $500 and not pay the bill. But I think I figured out a solution, and I wanted to run it past you, and you tell me.
All right, this is my suggestion.
Well, can I give
you
tell me what you think?
Yeah, well, what I think is, are you bringing in any money into the household?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a school teacher.
Oh, so you do teach school.
Yes, I teach school, but I'm done at 2 o'clock every day because I teach elementary school. Her daughter is in high school and is not done till 4, so I'm still able to come home and take care of the house. So what I did the other day was I was sick of the money disappearing. And her daughter came home, and I figured I'd ask her daughter. And you know daughters usually cover for moms. And she said, well, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know where the money is. And I had found out that she was using the money to pay her daughter's bills, cell phone, things of this nature, hair. She was getting her hair done. I mean, expensive stuff. And if I would have been told to me, so I decided to take a stand. I'd been watching Empire and some different shows. So I decided to take I decided to take the little 16-year-old and pimp her out. I started fucking her. I fucked the 16-year-old until I got my money's worth. And that was kind of what put me on the bright track. I was able to get probably about $500 worth of head in about a month.
You hear this guy?
All right. So, Dollar Bill, what do you give this young man some advice?
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something.
His call dropped, but I think he'll call back in.
No, he's not. That was a prank call. That was a prank call. I was just.
Well, I don't think so, because the topic has been out there for a while.
No, that's a prank call. He said he started fucking the 16-year-old and getting his money worth from the 16-year-old in head. That's what he just said.
That's what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
Oh, my God. So we had a prank caller call us up with a bunch of nonsense. And I guess we're going to have to. I guess we're going to have to edit this. I don't know what we're going to do about this.
Yeah, and that's the type of disrespect that we have to deal with in today's society.
So let's talk about this. So let's talk about this.
This is
what happened.
You know, you have a man that is obviously disturbed wherever he is to even have a thought in his mind like that. So only thing we can do for people like that is just pray that he has an understanding one day of how serious life is. And, you know, so, young man, if you're listening to us, we pray that you, you know, find a different path because, you know,
we
really
can't
don't
report him. By the way, we can't report him. I have the phone number.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's a whole different light because what he was saying was he was raping the young girl. I mean, not rape, but, yeah, that's not consensual sex. That's rape. That's a 16-year-old. That's a minor.
I missed that part. I wasn't listening to that part. And I'm getting some paper, and I'm going to write this down so that I can report it.
See.
Yeah, I can report it.
We like positive things around here, my brother. If you're still listening, that's just not, you know, how we are going to change
things. He literally dropped the call after he said that last thing. And I'm glad that you spoke about it because I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's
I didn't hear what he said. I honestly didn't.
Yeah.
So, I do have a copy of the phone number and hold on a second. I'm writing down the phone number of this nutcase. Okay, so one thing I do want to say is that our show is an explicit show. That means we can play explicit music. That's number one. But that's all that means. It also means that when you have internet radio, you can, you can curse within sensibilities on air because we are for, you know, it's parental suggestions. So in other words, if you're under 18, you shouldn't be calling the show. That's the bottom line. Now, on behalf of DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B Radio, when a caller comes up in my queue, I don't know who that person is. So I don't know who this slimy little dude was. We don't know who he was. I don't know where I do have a telephone number, 727-333-0766. And there's a part of me that doesn't believe that all of this whole story was true. I think some of it was made up.
None of it was true.
And
whatever you guys just heard, don't believe none of that story. So we are trying to address people that really have issues, and that was not the way to do it. But, like, again, we pray for the young man.
Yeah, we're going to pray for him. We're going to put in a prayer for his soul because if he is out there doing that, and I will report the number. I have Mr. I can report this number as to Blog Talk, and I will do it tomorrow. I'll get this number over there, and they won't be able to call again. That's really the only way we can take care of this, because it's an internet radio show. Yeah. Anybody can call their show and have their say. So what I want to talk to is specifically with Dollar Bill about today are two things. One, well, actually, it's three things. And at 6 o'clock, we have the Pump It or Dump It. I have one of the records. We're going to play one record that was submitted to me today, and we're going to play another record tomorrow by the same artist. So the artist that's coming on for Pump It or Dump It, his name is Ronnie Run. I'm not sure what he didn't send me his bio, so I'm not sure what city. So his people will be calling in to Pump or Dump His record. Whichever show hosts are on the air at that time will pump it or dump it, say we like it or we hate it. One of them. And we're not going to be like sellout DJs with that. If I don't like your record, I'm a fan. I don't like it. Everybody knows I don't like Fetty Wap. So, you know, he's dropped a whole album. I didn't listen to the album. I have no plans on listening to the album. I hear enough of this crap on the air. So Pump It and Dump It is pretty much like that. If we're feeling you, we're playing you. If we're not feeling you, we're not playing you. And I think responsible DJs have a responsibility. I listen to Funkmaster Flex. I'm sorry. Well, I listen to his show from time to time. His show is whack as hell. And then I also listen to DJ Red Alert, who's my much older DJ. He's a DJ with a ton of history. And his set was just, like, amazing, as usual. Him and DJ, what's his name? Chuck D. Fabulous DJ and has a great set. He even tells you which year the song was done. And I mean, these guys are elaborate. They have elaborate history, and they really bring a real voice to hip-hop. So the people that are going to be calling up, I don't know what the record sounds like. I made a point not to listen to the record. I don't listen to it. I'm uploading it. What I'm counting on is that you're going to tell me if the record is a make it or break it. Okay, so that's one topic. I'm still doing the promo. I'm getting with Finale to do a promo on it because I think it needs a different twist on a promo for it. So I haven't rushed out and done a promo for it because I really want to emphasize them. Make it, pump it, or dump it. So what comes up for me with pumping it could be a breast pump. It could be a breast pump pumping out a record, and dumping it could be dumping it right into the toilet. So I'm kind of thinking a video might be appropriate. So we're just thinking about it, but letting people know that they can submit. You can submit to me or Dollar Bill. I prefer that you submit to me or him because we're probably the most open-minded of all our hosts.
If your song is not mixed properly, do not send it to me.
Exactly.
So we're
going to
dump it.
Exactly. Immediate. And also, if it's not, it should be title-artist or artist-title. You should include everybody that's on their record. Don't send me a record and you got 18 people on it and they're not listed. The other thing, it should be no more than 64 characters. Because after 64 characters, we can't play it. It needs to be an MP3. Do not send me a WAV file. That's as a question. So anyway, when we come back, I'm going to drop two new ones, I think, on you. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Lamar Odom and specifically Mrs. Clinton dropping $15,000 in Jay-Z's club. All right? So let's go. When the music stops, Crazy Bone.
This should be played at high volume.
We'll crank it up, dear. You know they ain't got no choice but to love me, right? Let's go. Let's wrap up. Yup, yeah, something like it. I'ma say what I feel, you ain't got like it. As a matter of fact, we ain't never gotta speak, dear Cleveland. Should I murder him or the beat chain? Hey, body in the spot, know my name. That's the difference between me and all of you lazy. Big business is bigger than Nino. You know I'm gon' go for my big dog Gino. Dreamers lay down, I put shoes bombs on the city. And run my town. Now you already know we up in the spot. Yeah. I rep that 216. Hit that stick, that lick, that twisted nigga, hit that disc. Sip that kid, that lick, the nigga, better not kiss that bitch. Grip that kick, that trick, the nigga, rest in peace, y'all shit. Aw, shit. My niggas always fucking up the party, mate. That's how they off that Henny Bob Marley, mate. We living the life, and nigga, we loving it, we running it. Y'all niggas don't want no problems on me, really, y'all don't want none of it. Yup, 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 sick of these shady bitches and niggas, too. Bartender, can a nigga get a drink or two? Clean as highness, no respect to highness. 24-7 in the sky, I'm flying. This time it ain't no denying it. Your motherfucking life, you dying.
So you already know we up in the spot.
Yeah.
Tyler Barrett, Taliban.
Oh, no, she's...
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys under something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. Ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand, all like, woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them hoes that wanna dish. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', fuck what you expecting, woo. Shout out, Michael Jordan just said text me, woo.
Jumpin', I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing, them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo. I just throwed a private dinner in the list. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, he never getting stressed. I just had to buy another set.
The Spurs and Fennel,
Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come fuck me now. Jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard they came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls gone wild when you turn flooded. And I had them like wild, cup dudded. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine in that room. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my bitch back, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
Exclusive.
That's a
jam
right there.
Exclusive. That's Drake and Future's new joint. Well, it sounds like everything else I'm hearing on New York radio. I'm not really impressed with the song. I'm still like lyrically, Future, like I said, he's a genius or he's just plain a whack to me. Honestly, I don't care if somebody has a number. I don't mind somebody having a number one album if they deserve it. But when you have a number one album and you absolutely don't deserve it, and the only reason you probably had the number one album is because nobody else that was about anything dropped anything. Because I'm a strong believer that Fetty Wap, the only reason he went to number one is because there wasn't too many other people dropping albums that week. I don't believe that his album is strong. I think that he needs to be out the industry. I'm really pissed off with Funkmaster Flex for giving him a party to drop that, you know, to promote that sad album. He does not represent New York. He does not represent New Jersey. He's just a tired artist that just got away with it for a minute. So. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't even listen to the song. I just picked one song from Drake's new album and ran it. And I can see you like it, but I'm not feeling it. Anyway, I'm getting the echoes. Listen, I'm sure it's bumping in Cleveland because Cleveland likes that kind of music. Cleveland likes music like that. New York does not like that kind of music.
Right.
I'm telling you, New York does not like lyrically weak music. They just don't like it in New York.
And
New Yorkers
like
are complaining about it. Cleveland is more open-minded. They like that country twangy kind of rap that doesn't have... but that's why we have, you know, DJs. If you ask, Byron is, DJ Byron Hall is from Delaware. If you asked him, I already know, if we played that record for him and you asked him what he thought about it, he would tell you he hated it.
Right.
Because lyrically, those records don't go anywhere. But I'm not saying that they don't have good beats. For me, I expect more from Drake. That's the bottom line. But, like I said, I never listened to this song, I just uploaded it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can believe it. So listen, let's switch the topics on a couple of things. Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, just went to Jay-Z's 4040 Club, and guess how much money she dropped at the bar?
How much?
Did you hear?
$15,000. I know it's a ridiculous amount. How much?
It was $15,000 at Jay-Z's 4040 Club. Yeah, I think it was Jay-Z's club. Let me just confirm it. But I think it was Jay-Z's club. And then we know that Lamar Odom had his drug overdose, and he was at a brothel for 3 days, and they found him with cocaine all over his mouth or whatever he was doing. It's still not clear what he was found with, but they found him unconscious. He has since brought himself back from understand. There were all kinds of crazy reports about him. I did a lot of homework on him because that's what I do. I like figures.
Right.
Give me some figures and then we can talk. Okay. People are saying that the Kardashians were showing up and it's all for the cameras. That's nonsense. Because it doesn't matter where the Kardashians go because the camera's going to follow them anyway. Because they're the number one family in reality TV. So to blame the Kardashians... I thought that the Kardashians were pretty great about this because Kim came, her mother came, the family came, and when they saw that Khloe was there with her husband and she's still married to him, they all went back to Las Vegas so they could continue getting this man well.
Right.
So, but my conversation about this whole thing is you're worth $20 million. Chloe's worth $25 million, so she really doesn't need Lamar's money. Neither of them are broke, and he's worth $30 million. So together they have an estate of $55 million. Did you know that?
Well, I figured it was around there. It had to have been. Cause they both have done well in their careers or whatever you want to call it.
All right, so this is the deal. She doesn't have to be with Lamar because she got money of her own. So for people to say that Khloe is there because the money is bullshit, we know that, right? The second thing is, well, I don't know about that. If she loved him that much, she wouldn't have been screwing French Montana. So
well,
she was going to.
If you got a man, your man is on dope, you're going to do stuff like that.
Yeah, well, let's look deeper at the man. See, that's what I want to do today. I want to look deeper at Lamar Odom. You're worth $30 million, and you spend $75,000 over 3 days in a brothel with a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
And then the rest of your trip could have been mounds of cocaine. I don't know what it was.
Yep.
I would think there was probably mounds of cocaine in there. And the boy... And you're risking your relationship with your wife. You're risking $30 million on a weekend. So that's what I want to talk about because I find it very hard to feel that he's just depressed. When you go into a brothel, you get some hoes, you spend $75,000. Which responsible individual goes to a club, needs to be there, or brothel, stays there 3 days, and gets so smashed that you embarrass yourself and you're almost unconscious. So, Bill, you're a man. I want your thoughts on it. Well, unconscious, had to come back. Actually, he said good morning and hello, babe, to her. And I heard he's now walking. And it just happened that he was young enough and, you know, robust and big enough to, you know, get through this. Now, we don't know if he has any brain damage. You know what? I don't think he does. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? I think he's a dumbass. That's what I think. So what do you think?
Well, I can't say that because chemical dependency and that type of issue has hit my family. And I understand how that is. It's a rough, you can almost call it a disease, but it's not. They don't declare it a disease, but it really kind of is. He has a problem.
You know what? See, this is the thing. I could call it disease if it was one thing, just the drugs without the hookers and the rest of it. But see, right, there's hookers involved, you know. They said he had a synthetic Viagra. There's a certain amount of feeding the ego that this fool wants to do.
Yeah, that's what crack do, though. That's what crack do. When you're on crack cocaine, that changes the game. You do anything.
Well, we know they can't get it up, so is that why he was purchasing that?
Well, he got 3 days on dope, and he knew he was going to run out. He had to do what he had to do. So I'm not condoning it by no means. So don't take it that
so
way.
So what are you doing over
saying,
here? You sound like you're kind of on his team.
No, he has a problem that is beyond just a couple of days of waking up out of a coma. This is a long, ongoing problem when people have a drug addiction. He's addicted to cocaine. For knowing that he was at a brothel, he was on dope, and he was in a coma, she still came by his bedside, even knowing that he was with hoes. That's love. You know, that ain't got nothing to do with money right there. That girl loved him for her to come out to his bedside, because she could have kept doing what she was doing and just waiting
exactly,
for the TMZ report.
Exactly, because I told you, she's worth $20 million. She doesn't need his income. And no, she doesn't need any money. And I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, people were on there saying a whole lot of nasty stuff about the Kardashians. You know, they're bringing the cameras in on, you know, some nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, they're just throwing them down the bus. And it's, you know, they're throwing them under the bus, and I think it's unfair. I think it's great that Kim and the family came to see how he was doing and left.
Absolutely.
That I thought was wonderful because they could have stayed there. They could have milked it. And wherever they go, people, if they walk out, also, one more thing before we get back to that, big up to what's his name, the comedian that had the accident in New Jersey?
That's my dude to Tracy Morgan.
Big up to Tracy Morgan. He was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend.
Last weekend,
he was the host, and they said he was very good, you know, so... You know, big up to him, and he had nothing. I mean, this was a situation where they didn't expect any of this to happen. This was just a fluke accident. He got caught in the middle of it. So big up that he's back and that he's doing his thing, you know, back to, you know, being as funny as he is. And they said the show was funny. So big up. So let's see me. It's beyond for me. It's, you know, when you have, I look at Whitney Houston, who had all that money, who wouldn't invest in going back and getting a vocal coach. She wasn't even working on getting her voice in shape. She was that, you know, that, because I think it's a combination of fame. I think it's a combination of people kissing your butt. I think it's a lot of things that have people doing what they're doing. So what are your thoughts on that?
Like, once again, though, whenever you
invincible. Yeah, that's the word that comes up for me. The word that comes up for me with these kind of people is invincible.
You're talking about with Whitney Houston and all that type of stuff involved in
the
lifestyle?
Well, I mean, just in general, that you would throw your life, I mean, that lifestyle. Whitney Houston was smart enough. I mean, all right, let's look at this. Aretha Franklin has 3 grandchildren. She wanted a record label to sign them to a deal. Aretha Franklin has been in the recording industry her whole life. She should know how to create a label herself and roll out her three grandchildren if that's what she wants to do. She shouldn't be looking to a label to do it for her. She should have enough experience in the business. But again, she's looking for somebody else to do it. So that's what I mean by invincible. Like they're in it, but they're like they're wearing blinders to their own business. So you think about that. I'm going to play a song that I know that Dollar Bill loves. Don't play this song. We're going to be back in the conversation.
There we go.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Ever told on a...
Nope.
Ever squeezed the trigger?
Yep.
Ever said a...
Yep. Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his...
Yep.
Lap? You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player? You a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Stock rims on the scrape?
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake?
Yep.
Poodle in my blood?
Nope.
I'm a thug?
Yep.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yep.
Starving?
Nope.
Dinner?
Yep.
You still sell dope?
Nope.
Now you clean it in the bar done soap?
Yep.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a Thumper, got a Ruger?
Yep.
You in love with the hoe?
Nope.
She bringing you the dough?
Yep.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000 out of the life that I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No. I'ma stay getting money. Yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No. I'ma stay getting money. Yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Nope.
Got them to drive a hoe crazy.
Yep.
Hater.
Nope.
Wanna see a player get paper.
Yep.
Traitor.
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker.
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Bless moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
North?
Nope.
Short?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Chicken like a smog?
Yep.
Slipping?
Nope.
Tripping?
Yep.
Sober as a gopher?
Nope.
Higher than a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Never leave the house without my strap.
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap.
Yep.
Never been a sucker off.
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie.
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000 out of the life that I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No. I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No. I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah. I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yep.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her tight?
Yep.
Got some property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yep.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yep.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yep.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street need?
Yep.
Shallow?
Nope.
Didn't need?
Yep.
Broke?
Nope.
Chin need?
Yep.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yep.
If I get into it, what run?
Nope.
I'ma give it a fair run?
Yep.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yep.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Killing me, what we're going through.
somehow fraught between me and you. Our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to change. Tell me how it's
up with the music. I was just jamming. You are listening to DJ Femi Hip Hop House and R&B, Mondays and Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with your latest Hollywood news, newest hits, great hosts, four different cities. I'm Dollar Bill. You can follow me at Dollar Bill Cleveland on Instagram and Dollar Bill Cleveland on Twitter. In the meantime, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Ever told on a
nope.
Ever squeezed the trigger?
Yep.
Ever set a up?
Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on the
yep. Lap?
You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player, you a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Stock rims on the scrape.
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake.
Yep.
Poodle in my blood.
Nope.
I'm a thug.
Yep.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yep.
Now you clean it in a bar done soap?
Yep.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a thumper, got a Ruger?
Yep.
You in love with the hoe?
Nope.
She bringing you the dough?
Yep.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000 out of life that I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a f*** if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lazy.
Nope.
Got them to drive a hoe crazy.
Yep.
Hater.
Nope.
Wanna see a player get paper.
Yep.
Traitor.
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker.
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Bust moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
Nork?
Nope.
Short?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Chicken like a smog?
Yep.
Slipping?
Nope.
Tripping?
Yep.
Sober as a gopher?
Nope.
Higher than a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Never leave the house without my strap.
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap.
Yep.
Never been a sucker off.
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie.
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000 out of life that I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No.
Ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a f- if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yep.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her f- tight?
Yep.
Got the property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yep.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid?
as a rock?
Yep.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yep.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street knee?
Yep.
Shallow?
Nope.
Din knee?
Yep.
Broke?
Nope.
Chin knee?
Yep.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yep.
If I get into it, what rap?
Nope.
I'ma give it a fair run?
Yep.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yep.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000 out of life that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no. I'ma
stay getting money.
Yep.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
Tuned in to DJ Femi, Hip Hop House and R&B.
Thank you.
Check 1-2. You can't hear anything. Dollar bill? Check 1-2. Hello? Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Dollar bill? And it's breaking up. I never saw nothing like this. Dollar bill? Hang him up and have him call up. I don't know if it's the library or their connection or what. I never had a connection this bad. Look at this. Yeah, I got 4 times here. But call him up. We don't have to start again tomorrow. Let me call him up. Don't even attempt. I don't get it. My HQ, but look at the.
Okay, that's 10.
I just went up to 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but yeah, go into if you want to see your Wi-Fi.
No, look at it. It looks like yours, see?
Okay.
This is Ken 2. That's not the one I need to be connected to. It's not showing up. I'm getting Ken 2 and PLP. I cannot. See, what happens at McDonald's, it times out at the last 15 minutes.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, it was fine. It's fine. But, I mean, it's actually cutting off my phone. Yeah, look at that. Look. Look at the history. Is it all the times it cut me off? It never does that. So now my show host is mad. I'm mad. Well, it doesn't do this at the other place that I do my radio show at.
If you do, like, maybe quickly restart the computer if your other host has.
No, I told him to call me. He didn't call me back. He's probably pissed off.
Yeah, most likely.
I'm going to shut down everything. Yeah, because that doesn't come up at all.
Yeah, so maybe if you're
excited. Okay. Hopefully you do. All right, this is the one that you're using. I'm like, what's going on? But every time I've been here, you can always talk about downloading something. Or uploading something. If the upload is fast, you know that the internet is good here. And I don't think they slow down speeds here. Do you remember when they had the, what was that was going on that everybody came to the library? Remember? Everybody was everywhere in here. That was really cool. It was actually cool. Oh, my people were down. Where they were everywhere. And you know what? And the library was helpful, too. They didn't stop anybody from coming and trying to set folks up or anything. Every computer over there was used. I just have to go on Facebook and tell people that we had technical difficulties that day. Well, it's a radio show runs from the internet. I have my own radio show. You can hear me, Hip Hop House and R&B Radio. But ever since I stopped doing it where I was doing it, I've been having trouble. Because, like, McDonald's, it times out at the last 15 minutes. So I decided I'd come here today. I think I'll come tomorrow and do a test show. I need to do it because the show is 2 hours, so I have to do it. I'm going to do a test show. I'll set up one now, a test show for tomorrow with just music and see what happens. Then I can figure out what's going on. Because I can't figure it out any other way. Yeah. Yeah, because that's not what's showing up. I'm trying to figure out why. Because it's showing up on your computer. Is it that, I need to ask you all these questions, but they'll help me. Because if I use your meeting room, they want $25. I'm not going to do a show 2 times a week and give them $50 for that. Okay. Thanks for answering. Yeah, and I'll find out. I'm going to ask them some questions. Let's see again what's going on. It's still booting up. I'm going to have a cigarette. Asking for cutting him off. Instead of trying to dial in, and I would dial in because you can continue the show.
Yeah.
I dialed in, then I went into a bit of direction there.
Didn't work
for me. I was doing it, but I couldn't hear the saying hello. And there, nobody can hear me. Yeah. I'm not happy. What does she look like? Yes. Well, I don't know.